Hey everybody, welcome to our new episode of The Cheesy Beans. I'm Hamza.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Chase.
Today we're going to be talking about the book that we just finished, Mouse. I mean, personally, I really like the themes presented in the book, but the presentation definitely could have used a little bit of work. Just like, sometimes it felt kind of like a... just like a mesh of stuff.
It felt like a children's book sometimes.
Yeah.
It was hard to read the handwriting too, because it was all handwritten comics, and sometimes it was just bad.
Yeah, I feel like more of like a uniform typeface would have been better, because then I could have like read it a lot quicker and understood it more. But I guess for the aesthetic, he decided to do handwriting instead.
All black and white too.
Yeah.
Color would have made it more fun, I guess, more interesting to read.
Well, at the same time, I mean, it is a comic, and that book was really long, so it would have been kind of hard to put it on color.
Well, I mean, then you just go on paint, and then just drop the
Bill!
Book.
Yeah, but Microsoft Paint got deleted, too.
Yeah.
It got deleted?
Yeah, there's no more versions coming out. It's just all the old ones.
Dang. Yeah. All right, y'all. So, pretty much the whole story of Mouse is told from the perspective of Vladik, an old mouse who survived the Holocaust, to his son, Artie.
And also, I think, like, a cool part of it is how, like, the Jews are represented by the mice, while the Nazis are represented by, like, cats. And it's, like, how the cats kill mice, and it's, like, the relationship.
It's like how the
better.
Cats are constantly hunting mice in real life, just like how the Germans were hunting Jews.
There was one weird aspect, though. For some reason, the author decided to make the Poles pigs.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah, when Vladik is talking to a Polish guy on the train, he wanted to act like a Pole, so he put on a pig mask. And honestly, that was like...
There's
I was the only really
weird imagery.
Yeah. Most weird stylistic choice in the whole book.
I didn't really know what was going on, to be honest.
I kind of wonder what it, like, is supposed to represent.
Yeah, because, like, were the Poles fat or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
just don't know.
I mean, honestly, I can't really see a discernible reason why the author would really put it in this kind of perspective, especially with the whole the cat and mouse thing. I mean... it's a cool little, like...
play on reality.
Yeah, but it after a while, just kind of, like, wears off, and you just wonder why everybody's furries.
Yeah, you kind of just wish it was just real people. It's just, like, Jews and Germans. And kind of tired of seeing mouse faces because they're kind of ugly, to be honest.
Yeah, it starts to get a little confusing.
Yeah, it's not a very good drawing.
But, I mean, I guess it kind of really just paints the story in the beginning. I guess that's, like, the biggest reason.
Yeah, like, it helps to give, like, an explanation for who is doing what. Kind of.
All it does is just have the characters represent something, which is kind of a dumb reason to make it the way it was.
Yeah, I mean, just like a little itty bit of symbolism shouldn't have been your entire like character design.
Yeah, I think it would have been like better if like they had like a poster on there that displayed cats versus mouses.
Instead mouses,
of mice. Right. Instead of like the entire thing, like you could see some propaganda or something. Instead of like the entire book being.
Yeah, and then they just try to throw pigs in there last minute.
Yeah,
I don't know. I honestly really, don't know how pigs are. Pigs are so insignificant to cats and mice, so it doesn't even make sense.
It's not
like they usually don't even exist in the same area. Like, why? In Germany. Like in World War II, took over Poland, but I have never ever seen a cat kill a pig. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Pigs are kind of swole compared to them piggies, or cats.
Pigs are swole compared to pigs.
Yeah, I mean, this is completely getting off topic, but like pigs are known to like eat humans if they want to. So
what?
They have anything?
Whoa! What?
This is a
real like
thing.
If a farmer falls into a pig pit, they'll just kind of eat him.
I didn't know they ate meat. That's kind of. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
You might need to fact check that.
It happens every
buddy.
Time, but like it, killer pigs, yeah.
It's a real thing.
Oh, that's a little bit terrifying. Yeah, I'm just really curious as to why he didn't just write it from the older mouse Vladik's perspective when he was younger, instead of doing it from his grandson's perspective while he's telling a story.
Doesn't really help paint the picture.
Wait, isn't it just his son, not the grandson?
Is it?
Artie's his son, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's his son. But
my bad, y'all.
But I think it was just the easiest way to write that way because that's what happened in real life. Like, he was interviewing his dad, and I guess he just didn't want to write it from his perspective. He wanted to write it from exactly how he had it talking to his dad. I guess to make it most genuine, maybe? Who knows?
I mean, but at the same time, it's like, this isn't like an autobiography. It's a comic book. Like,
I know, but that's how they made it heartfelt, was giving it the perspective from, like, that. Make the kid understand the perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, at the same time, they really could have built that sentiment by, like, taking him from, like, a young child and, like, showing us, like, some, like, childhood events and, like, how happy he used to be and then completely crushing him. That would have been a lot better.
Well, like, I think it kind of also helps, like, display the emotion because, like, you see, like, how during, like, some of the sadder parts of the story, like, the Vladek, he's, like, really sad and, like, he's out of breath or... And it kind of, like, helps to display, like, the problems that he has now from when he was in, like, that time.
Yeah, but that still doesn't justify the perspective of why it was like that.
Yeah.
I mean, now that I'm thinking about it more, I could see one reason, and that's really just to, like, show kind of the after effects of him, like, taking all the medicine, him with, like, still, like, chronic pain and stuff. It's, like, that makes a lot more sense than just saying, like... Oh, he just wanted to do that to, like, make it more, like, sentimental, I guess. Because if you think about it, there's a lot more ways he could have made it sentimental. And it was sentimental enough with, like, the whole love interest thing.
Yeah.
I think it was just a case of he wanted to do it that way.
Yeah, like...
It was a rebound choice.
Just
like, trying to make it a different way of showing it.
Yeah, but at the same time, I just think that, like, style choices shouldn't, like, be sacrificed. I mean, like, character development shouldn't be sacrificed for the sake of style choices.
Yeah, I agree with that a lot. Like, I hate when they kill off, like, a character just to kill off a character. Or, yeah, like, they make a plot twist just for a plot twist.
Like, it doesn't do anything for the story. It wasn't needed. It doesn't move the plot forward. And, like, the same thing happens here. We never got to watch Vladek's character develop.
You know why? Because there's a second book. Bet you didn't know that. There's a mouse.
I really did not.
There's a mouse, really? Too, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Roach just got it this morning.
Oh, God. We're going to have to read that, guys.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All right, so the social justice topic we chose was religion, and I feel like Mouse was a really good book for that. It just kind of shows that religion, even though it brings people together, it can also be kind of a cause for death because there's a lot of people that, like, bear hatred towards you because of your religion, and... Because
there's so many different religions.
Yeah, like,
people are going to disagree. It's bound to happen.
And I feel like people say that religion is the start of most, if not all, war. And I feel like that's true to some degree. But I'd say underneath religion, the biggest issue with religion I can see is a kind of, like, secondary issue. It's pride.
Yeah,
like, people...
Like the Crusades.
Yeah, it's just, like, having to take back what's yours, or, like, you feel like they're, like, disrespecting your religion, so you just attack
them. Or really,
them.
More like feeling ownership for something so intangible.
Yeah.
Like, pride is what causes, like, people to seek out, like, ethnic cleansing. It's what causes people to start, like, wars and debates and just a whole bunch of hatred over religion. And I feel like religion really wouldn't be a problem in today's society if it weren't for
extremists.
Extremists, the pride in some people, and prejudging people based on a few individuals, because people will love to stereotype certain religions.
I mean, if you think about it, the extremists are the minorities, and those are the reasons why religions get hate to begin with.
Yeah, it's always the few rather than the many that make it.
Yeah, because with, like, the whole, like the extremists in the minority, what that does a lot of the time, though, is the media will love to capitalize, but we're using buzzwords like terrorist and, like, mass killing. And the more that they publish it,
the more recognition.
Yeah, the more recognition it gets, the more people truly believe that it's true. Okay, so I'm pretty sure that most people that, like, choose not to involve themselves with religion have experienced this. it's like everything around you is pushing you to be religious and to believe in something that, I mean, personally, I don't find much, like, proof for. And there's, like, punishment for not believing it. There's a lot of fear instilled with religion. And for that reason, I think that it does fuel a lot of, like, love in people. But at the same time, in the wrong circumstances, it can fuel much, much more hate.
Yeah, like, I used to go to a Christian school, and I didn't really believe in it. And so I kind of was an outlier. Like, not a lot of people talked to me or anything. And I feel like the more you have to talk, the more you have to, like...
Spit it out, Trevor.
Yeah. The more, like, you're around it, it can be more toxic. Like, especially when you get with people that are really, really strong in their religious beliefs. Like...
They make it seem like such an obligation.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you need to be a Christian or whatever they're believing.
It's like, you have to pick a side.
Yeah, or else you're kind of just scum.
It's like, if you don't pick a side, everybody's against you. And for that reason, I mean, like, I feel like in today's society, religion doesn't do as much good as it used to. It used to bring a lot more people together, but these days it feels like it pushes people apart.
It straight up brought kingdoms together.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Like, it united, what is it?
Yeah, but it also started wars and stuff. I mean, it did divide a lot of people, but...
That's when it started being bad. Yeah, that's
and the thing is there's even disagreements within religions. Like,
yeah, like, there's whole sects. Different types of, like, Christianity. Like,
there's... There's Orthodox Christians, there's Catholics.
Oh, we're not even going to be able to name all of them. There's, like, probably 100.
Yeah.
And even in Islam, too, there's Sunni and Shia, which are still constantly just debating, finding it out. And for that reason, it's like people will love to argue about what is right and question what the other people are saying instead of just questioning what their motives are in the first place. Because when you look at religion, the motive is supposed to be love. It's supposed to be just like bringing people together. But even though the motive is pure, a lot of the times the result is the opposite. And it does end up in a lot of wars. It does end up in a lot of conflict. And it does end up in a lot of prejudice too. Because people will believe that just somebody who is... like, wearing a headdress is immediately...
A terrorist.
Yeah, a terrorist, different from them. They're an outsider.
They got a bomb.
In fact, they could relate to them more than anybody else in their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it, though? That's what I don't get, is, like, all this religious stuff worth it. People will literally put their lives in front of a religion that they don't even have 100% proof over.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me, no matter what. No matter what religion, no matter who you are, what you stand for, that still will never make sense to me. I don't understand how people put their lives over a religion.
And honestly, I don't think you should kill somebody over religion either. Because if anything, that's not helping anybody. And yeah, it's just,
that's making it worse.
Yeah, it's making your religion look like...
militant, if anything. That goes for any religion. I believe that if you are out there killing people to prove a point, if you're out there killing people because you believe that it'll help them achieve salvation or something, it's not the way you should go. People should live a happy, fulfilling life. Because in the end, most of us don't know whether if there is an afterlife, if we're going to heaven or if we're going to hell. And honestly, we need to spend a lot more time just enjoying what we have here instead of changing our lives, living restricted, and just living in fear about something that could happen after we're already dead.
Yeah, it may happen. There's no guarantee that anything's going to happen.
Yeah,
we might just be like our lives turn off like a television. There's nothing you can do to turn it back on. You're just stuck in the void.
See, the problem with those statements are simply for the fact that within these religions, they would rather say it's because you have no faith, it's because you don't believe, that type of stuff, rather than look at realistic facts. I mean,
yeah, that's the problem. Every time, like, I try to go to church and try to get my life back together when it comes to religion, try to get it back together, get it on track, like, what people quote would say unquote. Would help. Yeah, quote together. Unquote. I just, like, so many questions pop up in my head, and I just can't think that I'm, like, super faithful because I just have so many questions against it that I just, nobody can answer. And it's hard to believe. And There's so many questions that just can't be answered.
Yeah, and like even when you like try and argue with someone who's religious, like their points don't always make sense, or they use like points that can't be proved, or they use like
just. But the thing to them is they make sense.
Yeah, to them,
they are very valid. To anyone who is religious, it is valid what they are saying.
It's like arguing with a brick wall sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You really, it's so hard to completely erase religion and change it. But what we can do...
It's impossible. It's been here forever.
Yeah.
What it's been we here can as long do. As people started thinking, like, crazy.
I mean, honestly, what I like to do anytime that... All right, so honestly, what I really like to do whenever people try to, like, prove religion to me, I bring up the little fairy tale clause where if you can believe that a man could walk on water, be resurrected, is a son of something that we cannot even see... an immaculate conception, which these days actually can be explained, and it's very rare, but there's a probability, and the fact that it only happened once just further cements it. All right, so right now in China, there's an issue that's really similar to the events in Mouse, which is the Holocaust. The events right now in China are basically... There is a small minority group of Muslims that are being placed in internment camps, which we have no clue what they're doing inside of those camps, but China will not release any information. They won't let any press go in and check. They won't let anybody inspect it. And they're being kept in a like extremely small area. And
it's still a large group of people, but it's still a minority. So.
Yeah, there's like millions.
Yeah, because, I mean, even though it is a minority group, China still has a population of billions. And so we're looking at, like, what, like hundreds of thousands?
Millions.
Millions. Millions of people in a camp that's, like...
size of 130 football fields. That's so what the article said.
That's about... That's...
very unproportional.
Yeah, that's, like, a terrifyingly small area for a million people to be in.
Definitely very unsanitary.
Yeah, well, we don't know that yet, but
it's
we can.
It's gotta be. There's no way there's enough room.
Yeah, we could definitely guess that the conditions there are not so great.
And they call it like an education camp, but
to educate them to not be terrorists.
Exactly. The whole
they're not even terrorists in the first place, though.
Well, yeah, but
there's no reason that there's. I mean, there's no way there's like a million terrorists. So when you look at this, it's like
it's just racism assumptions.
Yeah, they're trying to convert them to their religion,
which is honestly. It's indoctrination, it's terrifying, and this is pretty much exactly like what happened in the Holocaust, except replace the killing with just keeping people in really terrifying, unsanitary conditions.
Well, we don't truly know if there's no killing or not.
Well, yeah.
The press can't even get in there.
Yeah, no one can get in or out, really.
I mean, for all we know, they could be, you know, killing off children, whatever they want. All right, so in the novel Mouse, the whole kind of, like, object of the book is, like, the religious mistreatment of the Jewish people during the Holocaust. And that's the social justice topic that we also chose. And even though it's not nearly as extreme, there is still definitely loads of religious...
similarities.
Yeah. Well, like, religious prejudice in today's society.
Just like with that article we just talked about.
Yeah. And even though in Western society, it's... like really looked down upon to be prejudiced based on religion, in other societies it still does happen as well, and even in small minorities here in America. And even just like people will form an entire opinion on you based on either your religion, lack of religion, or just like your beliefs in general. And they believe that, well, not they, because it's kind of using a straw man, but, like, many people, like, especially in this area of the country, will kind of, I guess, like, they won't exactly, like, directly judge you or, like, say something to your face, but their opinion of you will change based on your religion and really mostly whether or not you're Christian. And, I mean, being raised in, like, kind of, like, just like around like the Bible Belt area, I've seen like a lot more people when they try to help with a lot of serious issues, they'll end up just relating it up to religion and saying, like, well, if you're faithful and you, like, do this, then, like, let's say, for instance, you won't have depression anymore. And just this kind of, like, Bible thumping that's been happening just, like, from my childhood up to now, it kind of shows that people, instead of trying to be sympathetic with beliefs and trying to see that some people can't see eye to eye with them, they'll try to just see what works for them and give it to other people. And to an extreme degree, this is what happened in Maus. They'll see that they see the Jewish people as lower than mice, and they'll kill them, they'll emaciate them, put them in horrible camps, make them prisoners of war. And even though, like, physically there's not that kind of treatment happening, there's another kind of health that's not really, it's starting to become more recognized, but it's still not nearly recognized enough: mental health. And religiously, people will, like, lean on, like, God and stuff to help other people and themselves. And honestly, if it works for them, that's completely fine. But other people won't react the same. They won't think of, like, a savior figure as the thing they needed to pull them out of, like, a depressive state or a chemical imbalanced kind of depression. And the fact that, like, people, the first thing they think of is just to bring up religion and God, not a lot of the times it's not deliberate, but it's kind of ingrained in our society and in a lot of people's morals to, I guess, like, push religion onto people, seeing it as the way to go, the choice, like, salvation. And even though there's good intentions behind it, a lot of the times the result will end up being negative. And so I guess this concludes our episode of The Cheesy Beans. I'm Hamza.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Cheese.
See y'all next time. Bye-bye.